It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down. Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders back at the practice fields today, getting ready for a game plan. What feels like a big one. Sunday, 4:25 against the Chicago Bears. Bears, good morning, Brian.
Bears, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. Good morning to the chat. Tay W, first to check in on the chat. They're all coming now, but T.W. got it first.
What up, Tay?
Sam, Santana, Debbie, everybody's
Santana,
there.
Santana, Sam. Oh, Debbie's here earlier.
Can we make a pact? You and I must make a pact. That was pretty good.
I thought you need to just give it up, though.
Thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Hell yeah.
Hey, Jeff. Just like y'all took that system pick, that wasn't bad neither, huh?
I think I was solo on this Monday night system pick.
Well, it sucked.
It did suck. Yo, listen.
Two system picks in a row for you sucked.
People front about their gambling success. I do not. The system ain't very hot. We're not swimming in cash right now.
The system is not a system.
We got Neil Greenberg joining us at 11. You'll hear from DQ at 12:30. Going to be pretty interesting to hear from DQ. And we have Diana Rossini joining us. She was first with that Cooper Kupp news. Obviously, this trade market, specifically the wide receiver trade market, continues to heat up. We'll talk about the DeAndre Hopkins trade in a moment. But I'd like to start with a pact. There's a basketball player, a rookie basketball player that played 3 minutes last night and had zero stats. Forgive me, he had a rebound. His plus minus was minus five. We're not going to talk about that. Are you in on that pact?
Why even bring it up?
Okay, cool. Because it's so dumb, and I'm almost relieved when B and I are in the prison cell studio. We do have one working television that is generally on ESPN, and therefore it's like Steve, you know, all morning is Stephen A and some collection of people screaming.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how much time and pixelation is being devoted to a rookie that played 3 minutes and had a plus minus of minus five.
Probably shouldn't even miss, you know,
we ain't
roster,
doing
but
it.
But anyway.
Yeah. Now we will talk about a former first round pick that was released yesterday. Jamin Davis released yesterday. Brian, we've been talking about Jamin for a little while now, and I know that people just continue to be massively intrigued by the physical gifts, and the physical gifts are significant. He has had some seasons where there's been some level of statistical accomplishment. His rookie season was really didn't go well. You could put some of that on the scheme and what he was being asked to do as a Mike linebacker. That's just not who he is. The second season, he had over 100 tackles. They started moving him around a little bit more, let him play in that Leo role.
Uh-huh.
Had three sacks, had nine TFLs. You know, 100 tackles, three sacks, and nine TFLs. If you're a third rounder, everybody's cool with that.
Yeah,
you're probably celebrated for that. But when you're the 19th overall pick, the expectations are different. Last season, dealt with a little bit of an injury late in the year. The pass rush totals were similar. The tackle numbers dipped, but that was largely because he missed the last four games. Or he missed four games.
Mm-hmm.
This year, new system. The way the linebackers play is very different. You know, the roller coaster of fan emotions with Jamin is so remarkable because look at what happened since Adam Peters and Dan Quinn took over.
Uh-huh.
They signed three linebackers, four if you count Fowler, which they list him as a linebacker.
Well, and they also took some other guys that were safety that they moved to linebacker.
Right.
That's been playing.
Right.
And not just Chin, you know, Michael Walker.
Yeah.
He was a safety. They moved him to linebacker.
Yo, when you see Mike Walker run by you, he's a
Mike
physical.
Too, bro. Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
a
yeah.
beast. But and they drafted a kid.
Yes.
So I just think.
But all the people that were so much talking about him, you may be the reason why they say, okay, we're not going to keep asking questions about the guy that's not playing. You know what I'm saying?
So it's just there's a number of factors here that, you know, they converted him to a DN. And whether that was his idea, their idea, whatever, they clearly didn't see him as a backer. And then as the DN trouble, the health trouble, started to pile up, he still wasn't getting work.
Yeah.
And so this thing went from, oh, my God, they're going to cut Jamin in training camp, to he made the team, to
everybody losing their mind.
Well, people are like, well, why wouldn't they trade him? Why would they just release him?
Somebody has to be willing to trade for somebody for you to be able to trade them.
Right. There's just.
I mean, I think sometimes people have to just allow things to happen and just see that you don't know everything you think you know about this sport. Especially when you just sit at home and just want to just repeat stuff that you heard somebody else say.
I think the same people. And, dude, so I posted a picture on Instagram, right? And I got a bunch of comments. A bunch of people looked at it, and that's cool. That's great. I'm happy to engage and discuss. But I got so many comments that were like, "Damn, they could have traded him." And I finally responded to a couple of these people. One dude is like, "Hey, now that they cut Jamin, do you think they'll trade for an edge rusher?" And my response was, "Whatever consideration about trading for an edge rusher, Jamin had nothing to do with that.
At all.
It's not about the roster spot. Like,
at all.
And then I got this shout out to Coffee Create on Instagram. Dang, didn't even get anything for him. What do you think that market was?
Now, listen, man. People hear all the time about people getting certain things for first rounders. But that's normally first rounders that can actually still play. What's my man? Just went to the Jets. A receiver.
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams is a first rounder that is undamn believable on the field. They got a third round pick for him. So, based off of that, what do you think they're going to get for him?
Well, and
Jahan got you a third.
That's what I wanted to
based
play
off
that
of
out.
Jahan, what do you think they would have gotten for him?
Well, and play it out one more, right? If Peters was able to. Before this season started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trade Jahan Dotson, and there was there's a little bit of differences because there was some draft swaps and whatever, right? And there's no and the contract's advantageous, but whatever. Amari Cooper, who doesn't necessarily have the baggage that Devontae perhaps does of forcing his way out. Amari Cooper is just a good wideout that's been very helpful in Cleveland. Amari Cooper was traded for a third round pick. To the Bills.
But I'm saying.
Davante Adams was traded for a third.
But let's just look at it.
Peters was able to get a third for Jahan.
Yes.
You think that dude's not able to maximize value?
Hey, man. I want all these people to understand, man. Listen, I know everybody think they know everything about sports. But if everybody is getting third rounders for these guys who can play, what the hell makes you think they could have got anything close for a guy that wasn't playing? Listen, I like the guy for being willing to try and make the trade and go along with some stuff to try and give himself another opportunity.
To make
because
the position change.
When you're a first rounder, let's be real. If he wasn't a first rounder, he wouldn't even got that opportunity. They would just cut him, hands down. But the fact that he was a first rounder, they gave him another opportunity. And it didn't work. Okay? We're 5-2 right now, people. Something is working in the way that they're doing things. Let's understand that. You know, do you agree with everything that may have gone? No. But we're 5-2, so guess what? Something is working, and we got to learn to back up and let the people that's hired to do the job do their damn job.
I guess, Jeff, I'm going to lean on you for this one. Is Jamin Davis going on a blocking spree of blocking people on social media?
Blocking people because of what?
Bro, he are blocking people that are fans. Like, people were like, yo, good luck, you know. wishing him farewell, and he blocked him.
He blocked somebody that say good luck?
He blocked a couple people. He even blocked my cousin Bleeding B&G.
Yo, apparently, like, I just did a Jamin Davis search to see if there was any news about if anybody's going to claim him. And the search just reveals, I'm reading from DC Z-Wall. He says, Jamin Davis blocking all Commanders' accounts is wild. It's not our fault. Ron Rivera overdrafted you and you underperformed for years. So I think a couple things can be true here. I don't.
Some people may be going at him.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But if somebody say congratulations, I mean, we good luck. I don't see no reason to block that.
I got no ill will towards Jamin. Always a nice, respectful dude when we had to talk to him. It didn't go well here. I don't know that. I think it's possible he was overdrafted. I think Ron really loved the military angle with his family and his background. And I think this is a bottom line business, and like storylines should never enter personnel decisions. It is obviously a condemnation of just RIP. Montez Sweat is a bear. We'll see him this weekend. Chase Young is a saint. Jamin Davis is now available. It's just Jahan Dotson's now an Eagle. It's pretty damn crazy. And people are really enjoying dunking on Ron, and perhaps they should be. But, like, you can go further back, and the first-round picks aren't – it's not like there's a ton of success the further back you go. The John and Duran were kind of the ones that hit. Hell, even John is now on IR.
Yeah, but injuries happen. I mean, that's right, not right. –
I'm not knocking him, but I'm saying, like, you know, at least Forbes had the pick last week, and it's just – you've got somebody now.
But we got to stop making stories. I've said this before. We in this town, we overvalue someone just because they're a first or a second rounder. And we act like everything else is garbage, okay? Look at this football team and look at all the people. Look at a lot of people that's balling. They weren't all first rounders now.
Sure.
Okay?
But so, it'd be a lot cooler if you hit on your first rounders.
It would be cool, but you know what, though? If you pick a guy in the third round, fourth round, and he hits like a first rounder, and you miss on the first rounder, it can be better for you sometimes. But just first rounders don't build no football team ever.
Think about how good the Niners are, and Peters was out there. You know, the Niners went all in on Trey Lance.
Yeah.
And
then let him go.
Well, they had to trade up to get him and give up other draft assets. The Niners, I believe the first pick when Shanahan, John Lynch, Peters took over out there, I believe the first pick they had was Solomon Thomas, who is probably out of the league. Maybe he's still in the league, but he certainly never lived up to the number three overall pick. I mean, their first two picks with the Shanny Lynch Peters was Solomon Thomas, where they were able to trade back and get a ton for because the Bears were dumb enough to move up for Mitch Trubisky, if you want to go back that far. But Solomon Thomas, the end out of Stanford, who really the list of accomplishments is minimal. I don't want to drag Solomon Thomas, but that's a pretty big miss on that pick. And then late in the first round, I believe they traded back.
Solomon Thomas with the Jets now. Landy says.
Okay. But he's hardly a number three overall pick value.
Yeah, but I just think like the whole thing.
Then they traded back up to get Reuben Foster.
Yeah, but no one is perfect in nothing that they do.
Right.
It's the fact that we, as a franchise and as fans, we lock on to them. That's how we were for a long time.
Yeah.
Other teams draft you in the first round, you're not playing. They let your ass go. They keep moving. But this team has been to four Super Bowls, right? They won three. Go look at how many first rounders might have been on those teams. Okay? You can have success in this league without the person that was picked high. And, yes, you're right. You have to hit on the ones you pick. But that's not all your team is made up of. And the quarterback depends on what? Offensive line, right? How many of those were first rounders?
Sure. I'm with you. And I'm trying to argue your point in – the Niners' first pick was Thomas with the new staff, and that was a miss. Reuben Foster was a miss. Then in 21, they traded up for Trey Lance. They didn't have a first rounder in 22 or 23. and all they do is win games, go to Super Bowl, and be considered, you know, among the best franchises in football. So you don't need to be first round dependent, but you're way better off, because listen to the names in between there for San Fran: McGlinchey, Bosa, Kinlaw, Ayuk. Mm-hmm. All those hit, and that changes things.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm thinking about the great Skins teams you were on that, you know, things were a part of. The only two first rounders I can think of, and none of these were top five guys, but Art Monk was a top 20 pick, I believe.
Daryl was the last pick.
Daryl was like 28th.
Yeah.
So those are first rounders, but
from Texas A&I.
Joe Jacoby was undrafted.
Yeah.
Was Rippon drafted? Doug, they got out of a trade with Tampa, I think, or whatever, Plan B free agency. You know what I mean? Like, you build 53. You don't build one. And one thing Dan Quinn continues to say that I think has some real merit: what round do you think Ernest Biner was drafted in? He had a 14-year NFL
probably
career.
Like 12th?
10th.
Mm-hmm.
280th overall.
Yeah.
Out of ECU.
But played, what, 16 years?
14.
14? I thought it was 16, but 14 years?
So, remember, Pro Football Reference, sometimes you get mad at me because it misses a year where maybe he was on IR or something. I got him 7 years in Cleveland, 5 years here, 2 years in Baltimore, 14.
Okay. That's still longer than a lot of the first rounders we've had. You put all of them together, they don't get to 14 years.
Can I say one thing about a first rounder?
Mm-hmm.
This is Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Lance Newmark. This is their first draft, right?
But as you say before, too, though, dude in the top five, you shouldn't miss on those.
No, but it doesn't mean people don't. People do all the time. Dude, they had a top five pick 4 years ago. And a whole lot of factors there, but he ain't here anymore. People miss all the time.
It's amazing to me, man. But it annoys me when people act as if that's all you need to be successful. If they hit, yes, I agree with you. But you need some other people to be successful as well to be able to get this thing going.
Yeah, you need everything. If you look at San Fran, Kittle was a fifth rounder. Warner was a third rounder. Debo was a second. You need a lot. It's not only about ones. And you are right. I don't know that it's specific to this town, but people here definitely get really, really locked in on the one pick. Landfill just dropped a really good freezing cold takes in the thread. We are just getting warmed up. Shout out to Jaime in Manassas, because for months he's been telling me the Commanders need a trade for DeAndre Hopkins. I told him I wasn't sure that would happen. He said, Hop played for Cliff. Well, somebody traded for DeAndre Hopkins. It wasn't the Commanders. Let's do that. Greenberg at 11. Plus, we got a suspension, Brian. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This NBA season, you can make every play, pass, and point mean more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're tapping the FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. You can go out and build your same-game parlay. We got the Wiz taking on the Boston Celtics tonight. We saw what the Celtics did tomorrow night. We saw what the Celtics did just last night to the New York Knicks. So I'm going to go with the over when it comes down to the points. I will probably take the Celtics on that. And then I'll go with Kuzma over his points. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to score $300 in bonus bets with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been the fan. We're live out in Ashburn, VA. It's funny. I was listening to Junks this morning driving out here. Or actually, I went to the gym this morning. Believe that or not, Brian. I figure I can't make a bet. Maybe I should at least go work out. Mm-hmm. Had a very interesting conversation with a doc. We'll get to that in a second. But I was listening to Junks this morning, and they were at the Wiz practice facility at St. Elizabeth's, and they're just kind of saying the difference of having to do that versus be in the studio. And it is like, we're streaming, right? But it's not, it's so different when you have like television producers around. You know what I mean? Like you and I are kind of, we roughly understand the time and the breaks, and we try to go make a coffee or go use a bathroom or go call our wives, whatever it is. Like you can guesstimate all that, but like TV people just get antsy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They gotta frame the shot. I felt them in that moment. Radio is a very different medium, I would
totally.
Say.
Totally.
I want to get to this D-Hop thing, but I did have an interesting conversation this morning with a surgeon that has performed surgery on numerous burgundy and gold football players over the years. Not necessarily recently, but over the years. This dude has some experience in the NFL medical space, okay? And he was asking me what I thought, and I was like, "Doc, what do you think? Like, you know the human body." Mm-hmm. And he basically said, "If it sounds to him, we don't believe it's a broken rib, right?" Mm-hmm. DQ hasn't specifically said no to that, but there were reports that the x-rays came back fine. But there's a ton of cartilage that holds the ribs together. And it could be where the cartilage attaches to the rib, mm-hmm. for Jaden. And basically, when that gets, whether it is pulled on,
inflamed,
pounded on, yep. however that gets injured, there's really not much you can do outside of just give it time.
Yeah,
it's like when there's a shoulder injury. When you separate your shoulder, for lack of a better term, you can get surgery or you can just wait it out. And most pro players, depending on the severity of the separation, just wait it out. Guys play with separated shoulders. Like when you right. And what's the technical term? AC joint or whatever?
Two on each side.
Yeah.
Kept going.
Right. And I know that you generally resisted meds.
I don't like that because, like, if you don't feel what's happening, you hurt yourself even more. So I just want to deal with the pain because then you know how to approach an attack.
Sure. And I think now you were probably more the exception than the rule in not taking meds, but there are meds for this kind of stuff. But I think going forward, I think the reason this thing is week to week is there's no answer. You just have to let the thing heal.
Yeah.
And it might take 3 days. It might take 13 days. Unfortunately, it could take 22, right? Like, there's no real answer. There's no surgery. There's no procedure. The one thing the doc this morning told me is the one thing you got to be considerate of. Remember Tyrod a few years ago? That doc.
When they tried to numb it and they punctured her lung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doc got sued.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big. And I think there are doctors now that might be hesitant to perform that.
Yeah.
And that's just a minor complication that the rest of the NFL world, you know, like fans and analysts, you're probably not thinking about that. But if you're the actual doctor involved.
Oh, I'm thinking about it because yeah. I know at one point when you were a team doctor or whatever working in the NFL, you were considered just like an employee, just like the other players. You couldn't sue that person. The fact that he was able to be sued, oh, of course the doctors are damn concerned about it. But also, you probably should have, I wish I could have known you were talking to the doctor and say, ask him this. There are some people who can deal with pain a little different than others.
Sure.
Because the little thing that's on.
Yeah, that you sent me last night.
Because now I saw people posting it all on social media where Jaden did play with some broken ribs and did quite well with the LSU. But as I keep saying, it's an opportunity. College is when you're trying to do whatever you can to prove, impress the people at the next level.
It was the Mizzou game, right?
Yeah. Now, these are the people at the next level. They don't want you trying to prove nothing to them, they want you to be here for the long haul.
Yeah. Jaden in that Missouri game injured his ribs, came out of the game, came back in I believe it was a come from behind win, and LSU won. He was 15 to 21, so that's 71% completion, 259 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no turnovers. He also ran for another 130 on the ground with a score.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different level. There's a million
totally different level. But the whole thing about it is that just shows you. When it comes to the pain, we kept talking about the pain threshold yesterday. It's different with him as it is somebody else. Because somebody else probably would have never tried it. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that other people are softer or weaker or whatever. Just some people can deal with pain different than others. Point blank.
Yep. And we don't know how that's going to shake out. But we will. One thing that's going to be really interesting, and I wonder if we get an update on this. The NFL mandates that the starting quarterback talk on Wednesdays to the media. And if you wonder why they mandate that, it's just because it's a brilliant free marketing move for the NFL.
Yeah.
Every TV station in the country shows the quarterback
teams
talking.
Got the quarterbacks talking.
Right.
But what if he wasn't to start, but then he's ready to go? If they are suspecting that it'll be Mariota, or if they suspect it's going to be him, he could go today, or Mariota can go, and then something could change later on in the week. So that thing could be manipulated, man. Believe
100%. Me. 100%.
Believe me.
Dude, if Mariota talks today, doesn't necessarily mean Jaden is out.
Yeah.
It's just, as of right now, this would be our starter.
There you go.
All right. Moves around the league are happening. We're getting closer and closer. Trade deadline day is the same day as election day. Do what you want with that information.
NFL smart. Let's do some things and get pushed to the back burner.
DeAndre Hopkins, 32 years old, turned 32 in June. Played his college ball at Clemson. I believe won a natty there, but maybe he was just before when they started winning natties. Long, lanky fella, 6'1", 212, really long arms, really big, wide catch radius.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers are fairly staggering, B. 5-time Pro Bowler, but 3-time All-Pro. When he was in Houston, before all the trouble happened with Deshaun Watson, I mean, they were really cooking.
They were cooking, dog.
He had seasons of I mean, just listen to this. He has his second season in the NFL, 76 catches for 1,210 yards. His third season in the NFL, 111 catches for 1,521 yards, 11 touchdowns. He had a four straight season stretch with at least 1,100 yards and a 1,500, a 1,400. I mean, D-Hop was cooking for a while.
Yes.
He landed in Tennessee last year. I mean, I don't even know who all the Titans quarterbacks were last year. I think Levi's got to start late in the year. Was Malik Willis involved? All right. Last year, the people that threw passes for the Tennessee Titans, Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis, Derrick Henry was 2 out of 3 throwing passes. And actually, DeAndre Hopkins threw a pass. He was 0 for 1.
Yeah, they had all kind of quarterbacks.
but D-Hop did go for over 1,000 last year, more of a volume play. He averaged about 60 a game. But what does DeAndre Hopkins going to the Chiefs provide for Patrick Mahomes?
The thing about DeAndre Hopkins, he's a guy who's a magician at catching those contested catches. But with Pat Mahomes, he's not going to have to always just catch contested catches. With Kyler Murray, they were always up high in a crowd of 2 to 3 people. Pat's going to find him. And if D-Hop still can run like he always has run, and he can route people up like he's done, that dude will get the ball to him. It's going to open up things for Kelsey, you know. And now having Xavier Worthy on the field to be able to run as fast as he can, that's going to mean you can't double D-Hop all the time. Now you got problems.
Here's perhaps – it's funny how a lot has been made over Kansas City's offense not being as productive as they previously have been. Mm-hmm. They're still 10th in the NFL in yards.
Listen, man, people – When you are as good as
the points haven't necessarily
when you're as good as Kansas points. City has been over the years, you can be top 10 and people consider you not good.
Right.
Like when Michael Jordan was scoring 35, if Mike scored 28 points, 28 a season or 25 a season, that's still great in everybody else's lore. But right. When you think about Mike and Mike's lore, oh, he had a terrible year, 28.3 points a game. Anybody else score that, they think they're going to the Hall of Fame.
This does stand out, though. Rashee Rice was hurt, I want to say early in week 4. I know he was hurt in week 4. He's missed the last two, and I believe he's out for the year. Rashee Rice is still their leading receiver. Mm-hmm. He's missed the last two games. 24 catches, 288 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kelsey's finally getting going. Kelsey's at 245 on the season.
Kelsey came in, he was a little chunky. Earlier this year.
He's been on tour.
He's hanging out with Taylor a lot, you know, but just think about this. Kelsey is starting to cook, and D. Hopkins is coming in.
Well,
David Worthy is probably starting to learn how to play in this league at this point. Now, if all that clicks together with that dude in the back, number 15,
Well, I think they signed Juju, and then he got hurt, I believe. So you go get DeAndre Hopkins. Doesn't cost you much. I believe it's a 5th-round pick. Both those guys, I think Hopkins is making a lot less money. So from a cap standpoint, I mean, Kupp has guaranteed years next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, D-Hop has void years left on his deal, so you're getting out of that thing.
Cooper Kupp basically runs the exact same things that Kelsey runs. He's a more of a possession guy working in the middle. If he's doing that, he can affect Kelsey. They wanted somebody to be doing something outside to make it where Kelsey is going to be going one-on-one with some linebacker who he's going to cook.
Well, and if Hollywood Brown ever plays for them, I don't know what his status is. He hasn't suited up yet this season, I don't think. But here's what I know. Everybody loves talking about how the Chiefs aren't that good. They're 6-0 and just traded for a 5-time Pro Bowler that had a 1,000-yard season just last year with terrible quarterbacks. Let's talk about some PEDs. Who got suspended, Landfill or Kevon Seymour? We'll explore. This was in some teeny bop movie when I was like in high school or college. I can't remember. Do you remember Landfill?
Was it like, the one with
Can't Hardly Wait?
Yeah,
something
probably.
Like that. Shout out to There She Goes. Who sings that? Give me one, the first or the last name.
I have no idea. It's a band.
It's a band.
Yeah. Ooh. You don't know who that is, man?
Come on, dog. I got $10 if you know who that is.
Oh, I don't know.
Damn, now I want to know who sings it. Landfill, who sings it?
Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I have never heard of that band.
I've heard of them. Now that he says it, I remember
Six,
that.
Who on the what, Landfill?
I'm guessing they're British. Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah.
That's a little bit too much.
That's a lot of name. You know what kind of concerts they're playing nowadays? Looks like on December 6th, you could see them live at the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon.
I'm not going there. I like Eugene, Oregon, though.
I've never been. Oh, they have two hits. They also have the – so that was There She Goes, right? They also have Kiss Me. Play that coming back from the next break. We're going deep cuts on –
No, we got Neil's song. I already got all the songs picked out. Yeah, I've been asking everybody for a number.
Oh, yeah. I gave you 8 for Cal Ripken. We got some news. How do you say K-E-V-O-N? Kevon?
Yeah, Kevon or Kevon. However, they want to accentuate that, the E.
Shout out to Tim Schlittner, Director of Communications for the NFL, sent an email yesterday. Kevon Seymour has been suspended for 6 games for violations of the performance enhancing substances policy. He's eligible for reinstatement for the Titans game, week 13. Okay. A lot of people, including I think Lamfield, didn't know this dude was on the roster. He's played 2 games this year, I believe. He's on the practice squad, I think, and has had some elevations. You hope everything's all right with him. When people get popped for PEDs, sometimes it's simple just trying to gain an advantage, and maybe you could see that if you're a fringe roster guy trying to be on a roster.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's stuff that we don't know about and people don't realize that there's an injury or something is plaguing them that they're trying to handle themselves and they just take the wrong thing and it costs them.
That's not the thing to do then.
It's not the thing to do. I don't think this is a – I don't think – how much of an impact do you think this makes?
None.
Yeah. You hope him the best. I won't be shocked if he's not reinstated. They'll probably have to kind of make a roster move here and go forward. I don't know. This is one of those things that – just kind of happen, and I don't think we need to make too much concern over it. It's happened here, obviously, so it. I don't know. I guess it feels like a little bit. Do you care about this?
No. I think like my big bro. Let's talk about the guys that's playing. You know what I mean?
I will say this. So the roster moves yesterday, the biggest is that they released Jamin Davis. They signed 2 guys to the practice squad, Ben Nickel and Michael Strachan.
Ben Nickel was here earlier, training camp and all that, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then they also released Sheldrick Redwine from the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Jamin is the headline there because he's a former first-rounder. Here's the truth, and I said this – in the offseason, I said it about Chase. There is so much evidence, and people get mad at me when I tell them the truth. That's up to you, man. You can choose to want honesty in your life or not. Anytime a team does not exercise the fifth-year rookie option on a first-rounder's contract, the odds are that player will not finish the year on that roster.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the last 3 guys it's happened to. It's now Jamin, Chase, and Doxson. None of those guys made it.
Doxson with a C.
Yeah. Now, Dotson, they were able to trade before, frankly, they probably wouldn't have picked up the option year.
Yep.
So, but like Brian and I always say, fans want to talk about restructuring a contract. For an NFL executive to walk up to a professional football player and tell them they want to restructure their deal, what they're really saying is, yo, take a pay cut or we're going to cut you.
100%.
So, like, there are some realities in pro football that get dressed up by other terms. But as soon as that decision came down with a new leadership group not picking up that option, you had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen.
Totally.
The only other thing when I saw this, so two thoughts. Monday's Zoom presser, I asked head coach Dan Quinn, I said, DQ, any roster moves coming this week? You got a lot of moving parts. He's like, nah, we're good. I love when coaches are just like, I ain't telling you.
Nothing at all, dog. You'll find out when everybody else finds out.
I ain't telling you. Bleep. And then the other thought I had, so obviously Jameis is a headline. You got to react to that, right? And then you're just kind of going through thinking line by line. In my dumb hint of dyslexia brain, when I saw Michael Strachan, for a brief moment I saw Michael Strahan.
What do you
think Stray's got left?
How long he's been out? Nothing. He'll get out there and you'll be like, why the hell did he ever play in the league? No, he had nothing left.
I don't think they're signing Michael Strahan. They could use.
But the fact that you even thought that said that.
I just had to reread.
Something
it.
Is wrong with that brain.
Dude, I think this is all BS. I don't know that any of these dudes are real, like, reporters. But a lot of folks, so Tony Bennett stepped down in Virginia, and a lot of folks are saying that UVA is trying to get him to get Ed Cooley from Georgia. I think none of like the major college basketball folks are saying that, but kind of interesting. Man. They got Big East Media Day right now. Ed Cooley is at a podium.
He's going to be asked a question. If he's asked the question, then some of these people are onto something.
I don't think he's going, but.
I mean, if they're trying to get him, they're trying to get him.
You know what he'll get?
More money.
That's it. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.